programs and services. There are numerous programs and services available in the community, owing to the Integrated Mental Health Network. This network brings together health, social, and community care providers who serve various clients, including persons living with dementia and their care partners. If you are just starting out on your journey with dementia and don't quite know where to start, this article is for you. Read on to find out about the various programs and services available, how they can help you, and requirements you might need to take note of before applying. Care and support services involve the provision of practical, i.e., support with daily activities, linking clients up to relevant care services, emotional and financial support for persons living with dementia and their caregivers. These services may be rendered at home, a daycare center, or a nursing home for clients who require care and support that cannot be provided at home. Dementia Helpline Crest CG. Comet Post-Diagnostic Support Meals on Wheels Medical Escort and Transport Home Personal Care Eldersit Services Maintenance Daycare Dementia Daycare Weekend Daycare Social Service Office Integrated Home and Daycare Nursing Home Respite Care Night Respite Family Service Centers, FSCs, Dementia Helpline. What is it? The Dementia Helpline is a service provided by a team of dedicated operators and acts as the first line of defense and support for persons living with dementia, caregivers or members of the public in need of vital information. How can it help persons living with dementia and their caregivers? Provides relevant and up-to-date caregiver support, resource finding, referrals and over-the-phone counseling. When does the Dementia Helpline come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. Dementia Singapore, 6377-0700 Crest. What is it? The Community Resource, Engagement and Support Team, Crest, is a community outreach team that provides a community safety network for people with and at risk of depression, dementia and other mental health conditions, as well as their caregivers. How can it help people with and at risk of dementia and other mental health conditions? Works with other community partners to facilitate preventive activities aimed at reducing the risk of mental health issues. Conducts meaningful activities to support the client's well-being and stimulate the cognitive functions. Links individuals to relevant health and social care services when necessary. How can it help caregivers? Links caregivers to relevant health and social care services when necessary. When does Crest come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre-diagnosis, individuals at risk of mental health conditions and dementia, and their caregivers. However, clients may still be referred to Crest services post-diagnosis, on a case-by-case basis. List of service providers. Walk into any Crest provider for assistance with the application process. Find service providers near you, eCare Locator Crest CG. What is it? The Caregiver Community Outreach Team, also known as the Community Resource, Engagement and Support Team, Crest, Caregivers, focuses on caregivers who have or are at risk of developing depression, anxiety and burnout due to their caregiving role. How can it help caregivers of persons living with dementia? Conducts outreach events to caregivers to raise public awareness of mental health conditions and dementia. Supports caregivers in self-care through health and wellness activities, stress management and future planning. Caregivers are linked up with support groups and counseling services where needed. When does Crest CG come into the picture of one's caregiving journey? Pre and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. Walk into any Crest provider for assistance with the application process. Find service providers near you, eCare Locator. COMIT. What is it? The Community Intervention Teams, COMIT, is a community outreach team that provides holistic support for clients with mental health or dementia needs and their caregivers so that they can remain in the community for as long as possible. How can it help persons living with dementia? Provides assessment, counseling, therapy, case management and psychoeducation support for persons living with dementia and their caregivers. Based on the assessment, the team develops individualized care plans for clients or link up the clients with other more suitable services. How can it help caregivers? Caregivers will be provided with the appropriate assessment and interventions such as psychoeducation, training, support and support group. When does COMIT come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. List of service providers. Walk into any COMIT provider for assistance with the application process. Find service providers near you. E-care locator post-diagnostic support. What is it? The PDS program offers a structured support system consisting of information, service linkage and case management to persons who are newly diagnosed with dementia, i.e., up to 1 year from date of diagnosis, as well as their caregivers. How can it help persons living with dementia and their caregivers? Provide timely support from the time of diagnosis to prepare persons living with dementia and their caregivers so that they can plan for, respond to and manage the situation at home, or work with community partners for suitable care interventions. Conduct needs assessment and provide psychoeducation and the necessary resources. Based on the needs identified, a personalized care plan will be developed for and together with both the person living with dementia and caregiver. Coordinate and link up the person living with dementia and their caregiver with appropriate care services. When does PDS come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Upon diagnosis at selected hospitals, regardless of the stage of dementia. Find service providers near you. Dementia Singapore Crest PDS Service Providers Fei Yue Active Aging Centre, Commonwealth. Alkan Singapore Limited, formerly AMKFSC Community Services. NTUC Health Cooperative Limited Philos Community Service Limited Thai Hua Kwan Moral Charities Limited Montfort Care. Crest PDS provided by AIC is currently available at selected hospitals only. If your loved one with dementia is receiving care at any of the hospitals listed here, consult your doctor who is managing your loved one's dementia condition about this program. Post-diagnostic support service offered by Dementia Singapore has a different service model and enrollment criteria. DSGPDS only receives referrals from specific hospitals, Meals on Wheels. What is it? Meals on Wheels provides meal deliveries to homebound clients who are unable to buy and prepare their own meals and do not have a caregiver to help them to do so. How can it help persons living with dementia? Provides island-wide lunch and dinner meal deliveries 7 days a week, including public holidays. Meals could be catered to dietary requirements, halal, non-halal, vegetarian, or blended, soft food. When does Meals on Wheels come into the picture of one's dementia journey? Pre- and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. Please approach the doctor at the hospital or polyclinic that your loved one visits for assistance to submit an online application for the service. Find service providers near you. E-care locator. Medical escort and transport. What is it? This service provides transportation and or someone to accompany clients to travel to and from their homes for medical appointments and treatments, e.g., at hospitals, specialist outpatient clinics, or polyclinics. How can it help persons living with dementia? It is especially helpful for those who need help to move around, live alone, have no caregiver, or whose caregiver is unable to provide support because of their own health and physical condition. Medical escorts can help persons living with dementia navigate the clinic or hospitals, help communicate with the doctor and client should assistance be required, and take note of the client's next appointment. When does medical escort and transport come into the picture of one's dementia journey? Pre and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. Please approach the doctor at the hospital or polyclinic that your loved one visits for assistance to submit an online application for the service. Find service providers near you. E-care locator. Home personal care. What is it? Home personal care is a service provided by trained care professionals to assist those who require personal services to continue living well at home and their caregivers with activities of daily living, e.g. baths, light housekeeping, medication, mind-stimulating activities, elder sitting and other care tasks. How can it help persons living with dementia? Home-based care allows person living with dementia to continue living well at home. Help with activities of daily living, basic self-care tasks. Activities of daily living include washing, dressing, feeding, toileting, mobility and transferring. Help with instrumental activities of daily living, more complex self-care activities like light housekeeping and laundry, medication assistance, simple maintenance exercises, prescribed by a registered physiotherapist, occupational or speech therapist under the Allied Health Professions Act. How can it help caregivers? Provide caregiver respite assistance with caregiving responsibilities for caregivers of clients who require more intensive care or respite for a time-limited period. Home-based respite care, HBRC, may be able to provide you with some support. When does home personal care come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. List of service providers. To apply, you need to get a referral from a hospital or polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs, or contact the Agency for Integrated Care, AIC, at 1-800-650-6060, email protected, or walk into a nearby AIC link. Find service providers near you. E-care locator. Eldersit services. What is it? Eldersit is a type of home-based service where trained eldersitters engage persons living with dementia in meaningful and therapeutic activities on a regular basis, over a short period of time. How can it help persons living with dementia? Provide cognitive stimulation through social interactions and engagement in meaningful, structured activities that may include reminiscence, memory, linguistic, and other appropriate tasks, based on their needs and interests. How can it help caregivers? Build caregivers' capability to support and care for their loved ones at home. Provide respite for caregivers. When does Eldersit home support come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. List of service providers. For advice on specific kinds of home support services, head over to AIC link to be pointed to one that is most suitable for your loved one and yourself. Maintenance day care. What is it? Full-day program which aims to promote aging in place for seniors in the community, as well as to provide support and respite to their family, caregivers. How can it help persons living with dementia? Offers programs and services for seniors such as recreational and mind-stimulating activities, exercises and personal care. Individualized care plan with suitable maintenance exercises will be created for seniors. How can it help caregivers? Provides care and supervision for seniors who are suitable for center-based care setting, while their caregivers are at work. When does maintenance day care come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you. E-care locator. Dementia day care. What is it? Dementia Daycare is a service that provides full-day custodial care in a center-based setting for persons living with dementia. How can it help persons living with dementia? Group and individual activities are provided based on the client's ability, which aims to slow down deterioration of physical and mental functions, as well as to provide support and respite to their family, caregivers. Individualized care plan with suitable maintenance exercises will be created for clients. How can it help caregivers? Ensure that loved ones living with dementias are cared for and engaged whilst caregivers are away at work or busy with other responsibilities on weekdays. Provide respite for caregivers. When does dementia daycare come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. Find service providers near you. Dementia daycare, support go where, life.gov.sg. Weekend daycare. What is it? Weekend daycare is a service that provides full-day custodial care in a center-based setting on Saturdays and or Sundays. How can it help persons living with dementia? Care staff at the center provide assistance with activities of daily living such as eating or going to the toilet and engage persons living with dementia in meaningful that are tailored to their needs and abilities. How can it help caregivers? Provide caregivers the opportunity to take time off from their caregiving duties for self-care or to engage in other life roles and responsibilities on Saturdays and or Sundays. When does weekend daycare come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You may contact the relevant service providers for assistance with the application process. Active Global Caregivers AWWA Dementia Daycare Center at Ang Mo Kio Social Service Office. What is it? Social Service Offices, SSOs, bring services such as COM care assistance and other forms of assistance such as job matching and family services closer to those who need it. How can it help persons living with dementia and their caregivers? Provides information and administers relevant government financial assistance schemes. Supports individuals and families with customized care plans and referrals to relevant help agencies based on their needs. Conducts regular engagements and check-ins with residents to ascertain their well-being. When does SSO come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You may contact the relevant service providers for assistance with the application process. List of social service offices, msf.gov.sg. Integrated home and daycare. What is it? Integrated home and daycare, IHDC, is a service that provides a combination of social and healthcare services for seniors who require intensive care in their homes and in a daycare center near them. How can it help persons living with dementia? IHDC packages are comprehensive and personalized to support seniors, including those living with dementia, to maintain their independence and quality of life in the community for as long as possible. A multidisciplinary care team comprising doctors, nurses, therapists, and social workers will work with seniors and their caregivers to assess the intensity and frequency of services needed, which may include the following: after-hours helpline, as advised by service providers, needs assessment and care coordination, dementia care, e.g. mind strengthening exercise, transportation to and from IHDC center daycare services, e.g. recreational therapy, meals, exercises, rehabilitation, e.g. physiotherapy or occupational therapy, medical and nursing care, e.g. medication review and assistance, urinary catheter care and changing, wound management, tracheostomy care. How can it help caregivers? A multidisciplinary care team comprising doctors, nurses, therapists, and social workers will work with seniors and their caregivers to assess the intensity and frequency of services needed, which may include the following. Caregiver support, e.g. escort to medical appointments, offers weekend services, subjected to availability, provide caregivers the opportunity to take time off from their caregiving duties for self-care or to engage in other life roles and responsibilities on Saturdays and/or Sundays. When does integrated home and daycare come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre- and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you. Integrated Home and Daycare, IHDC, Package of Home and Daycare, IHDC. Support Go Where, life.gov.sg, Nursing Home Respite Care. What is it? Nursing homes are long-term residential care facilities that provide assistance to residents who need help in most of their activities of daily living and/or have daily nursing care needs. There are selected nursing homes with specific dementia and/or psychiatric facilities that cater to residents who need specialized care and support. How can it help persons living with dementia? Services include help with activities of daily living such as going to the toilet, showering, eating, etc. Nursing care such as management of nasogastric tube, urine catheter, wound dressing, etc. Physical and social activities, such as maintenance exercises, outings, etc. For dementia, psychiatric facilities programs and activities for cognitive stimulation will be provided to slow down the progression of dementia. How can it help caregivers? Caregivers can tap on nursing homes for respite care should they need short-term care options for several days to a few weeks for their loved ones, e.g., when your foreign domestic worker goes on home leave. When does nursing home come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre- and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you, nursing home, support Go Where, life.gov.sg, night respite. What is it? Night respite is an overnight respite option for caregivers of persons living with dementia who are displaying sundowning behaviors. How can it help persons living with dementia and their caregivers? Provide caregivers much-needed time off from their caregiving duties at night. Night respite engages persons living with dementia meaningfully during the session, while providing assistance with activities of daily living, educates caregivers on managing sundowning behaviors. When does night respite come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis sundowning often occurs in the moderate to severe stages of dementia. List of service providers. You may contact the relevant service providers for assistance with the application process. Vanguard Woodlands 2 Woodlands Rise Singapore 73774965409200. St. Joseph's Home 36 Jurong West Street 24 Singapore 648141. Telephone 6268-0482. Email protected. Peacehaven Nursing Home 9 Upper Changi Road, North Singapore 507706. Telephone 6546-5678. Family Service Centers, FSCs. What is it? FSCs are community-based social services that provide support for low-income and/or vulnerable individuals and families with social and emotional issues. Social work practitioners at the FSCs provide case management support and also partner with other agencies to coordinate holistic support for clients to help them achieve stability, self-reliance, and social mobility. How can it help persons living with dementia and their caregivers? Information and referral, providing information about social services, and linking individuals and families to appropriate social services and community resources based on the assessed needs casework, providing holistic case management and individual, family counseling group work, bringing individuals and families with common needs together for purposeful group interactions to address their concerns and bring about positive change community work, tapping on community resources to help individuals and families support and empower one another. When does FSC come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre- and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. Call, walk in or email the FSCs for help on family, socio-emotional, interpersonal or other social issues. Find service providers near you. E-care locator. Social activities, programs. Social activities and programs create opportunities for interaction with others in the community, which is especially pertinent for persons living with dementia who may become more withdrawn over time as they socialize or communicate less. These activities and programs are aimed at slowing down the progress of dementia, providing a structured schedule, and improving the mood of persons living with dementia. Active aging centers, care, volunteer centers, programs, community centers, CC, Gym Tonic Voices for Hope, active aging centers, care. What is it? An active aging center, AAC, is a drop-in social recreational center that extends support to seniors living nearby in the community. It is a go-to point for seniors to have the opportunity to build strong social connections, take part in recreational activities, and contribute to the community as they wish. Support for persons living with dementia, caregivers or members of the public in need of vital information. An active aging center, care, or AAC, care, provides AAC services and additional care services, such as day care and community rehabilitation, in separate facilities nearby. How can it help persons living with dementia? Provides active aging activities to keep seniors engaged within the community. Offers befriending services for vulnerable seniors who require additional social support. Makes referrals for care services when required. Provides AAC services and additional care services, such as day care, community rehabilitation. Centers also welcome seniors who would like to volunteer at the center, such as helping out with center activities, visiting lonely seniors or running errands for seniors. When do AAACs come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre- and post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You may contact the relevant service providers for more information. Find service providers near you. https://support.go.where.life.gov.sg/services/svc-arkarakazaks/active-aging-centers-axe-sp-head-of-volunteer-centers-programs. What is it? Volunteer centers or programs are operated by community-based organizations that are dedicated to building volunteer capacity and providing meaningful opportunities for volunteers to serve the needs of the community. How can it help persons living with dementia? Serve as meaningful activity for persons living with dementia, and a way to give back to the community. Who is this service for? Best suited for persons living with mild to moderate stage of dementia who are able to live fairly independently. List of service providers. Find volunteer opportunities near you. SG Cares Volunteer Centres, VCs, RSVP Singapore, the Organisation of Senior Volunteers Community Centres, CC. What is it? Community centers, CC, are common spaces for the community to come together, build friendships and promote social bonding. How can it help persons living with dementia? Classes like yoga, dancing, and fitness centers frequently have a physical exercise component. These programs help to improve mobility and flexibility, and help older residents maintain their physical health. Programs, such as language classes, art workshops, and computer training, can offer residents a chance for mental stimulation and development. Those who enroll in CC classes can interact with people in their neighborhood, which helps to prevent loneliness and isolation. They can also engage in various activities suited to their interests and abilities. Residents can pick up new interests or skills in various CC courses, including cooking, woodworking, and gardening. This allows for feelings of accomplishment, and they may also get the chance to use their expertise to help others. List of service providers. You may contact the various community centers for more information. Find service providers near you. https://www.onipa.gov.sg/cc. Gym Tonic. What is it? Gym Tonic is a gym designed specifically for seniors. It helps seniors get stronger, even as they get older. How can it help persons living with dementia? The Exercise as Medicine program has been proven to get seniors stronger by means of fitness plans, customized strength training regimes, state-of-the-art hydraulic gym machines, as well as guidance from wellness coaches. When does Gym Tonic come into the picture of one's dementia journey? Pre or post-diagnosis, ideal for seniors who are 55 years and above, able to commit twice weekly, able to walk, and able to follow simple instructions. For seniors with medical conditions, e.g. stroke, diabetes, a doctor's letter is required. List of service providers. Sign up directly on the Gym Tonic website. Find service providers near you. https://gymtonic.sg/locations/voices-for-hope. What is it? Voices for Hope is an empowerment program that aims to bring persons living with dementia and their care partners on a self-advocacy journey. Piloted in 2019, it is a 10-week program that equips participants with relevant skills and fosters confidence in them to actively share their stories, their needs and views publicly. How can it help persons living with post-diagnosis dementia and their caregivers? Works to equip participants with relevant skills and foster confidence to actively share their stories, needs and views publicly. When does Voices for Hope come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. Who is this service for? Voices for Hope is best suited for persons who are diagnosed with mild stage dementia, fairly proficient in communication and articulation, and with stable care arrangements. List of service provider. Dementia Singapore. If you are keen on this program, please write to email protected or call 63770700. Medical and healthcare services. Medical and healthcare services for persons living with dementia may include medical assessments, rehabilitation care, prescription of medications to aid with behavior, memory and mood, as well as nutritional assessments. These services may be rendered in various settings, including the care recipient's home, centers, hospitals or nursing homes. Memory clinics, center-based nursing day rehabilitation centers, home therapy, home medical, home nursing home, memory clinics. What is it? Memory clinics provide professional diagnoses, assessment, support, information and advice to those with experiencing memory problems as well as their caregivers. How can it help persons living with dementia? Visiting a family doctor is often the first step for those who are experiencing changes in thinking, movement, or behavior. For more information on benefits on getting a diagnosis, click here. When do memory clinics come into the picture of one's dementia journey? Pre-diagnosis. List of service providers. A polyclinic or a CHAS GP referral is required for subsidized fees. Find service providers near you. Where to get a diagnosis? Dementia Hub, SG Center-based nursing. What is it? Center-based nursing is a service that provides basic nursing care for seniors, including persons living with dementia, at a center. How can it help persons living with dementia? Services may include wound management, insertion of nasogastric tube, NGT, assistance with bowel elimination, e.g. enema or insertion of suppositories, as ordered by doctor, percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy, PEG, tube care and dressing, stoma care, colostomy and ileostomy care, urinary catheter care and change of female urinary catheters. When does center-based nursing come into the picture of one's dementia journey? Post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you. https://supportgo.where.life.gov.sg/services/svc-cbn/center-based-nursing-sp-header. Day rehabilitation centers. What is it? Day rehabilitation centers are centers where individuals can go for regular exercise sessions under the supervision of a trained therapist. The therapist will access one's function and tailor the exercises to the client's abilities and monitor their progress with the exercises. How can it help persons living with dementia? Therapists will discuss with clients and/or their caregivers to customize a program according to the goals and priorities. This could mean facilitating a transition from a walking frame to a walking stick or walking longer distances more steadily, helps clients remain active and live as independently for as long as possible. List of service providers. Please approach the doctor at the hospital or polyclinic that your loved one visits for assistance to submit an online application for the service. Find service providers near you. https://www.aic.sg/care-services/e-care-locator-advance-home-therapy. What is it? Home therapy provides home-based rehabilitation services such as physiotherapy, occupational therapy and speech therapy that support clients in recovering their functional abilities. How can it help persons living with dementia? Services include speech therapy, assessing and treating those with problems swallowing and speaking, or have language or communication problems, occupational therapy, assessing and treating people who need to learn, recover or maintain daily living and work skills, physiotherapy, assessing and treating those with injuries or other conditions to relieve pain, improve and restore functional ability. When does home therapy come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. For those assessed to be unsuitable or unable to receive rehabilitation services at community hospitals or other center-based rehabilitation facilities, and require rehabilitation services in the recovery of their functional abilities. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you. https://supportgo.where.life.gov.sg/services/hct/home-therapy-sp-header-home-medical. What is it? Home medical is a service for care recipients who are homebound and require help with medical needs at home. How can it help persons living with dementia and their caregivers? A doctor providing home medical service will visit care recipients in their home to deliver necessary care such as physical examinations, review and/or prescription of medications, and offer appropriate medical advice. Other services include management of stable medical conditions, caregiver education, minor medical procedures and medication prescriptions. When does home medical come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Pre and post-diagnosis. This service is often utilized by those who are at the advanced stages of their condition. Find service providers near you. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you. https://supportgo.where.life.gov.sg/services/svc-hm/home-medical-sp-header-home-nursing. What is it? Home nursing is a service for persons living with dementia and their caregivers who need assistance on nursing care at home. How can it help persons living with dementia? Apart from monitoring blood pressure and blood sugar levels, home nursing service also provides care for wounds, change of feeding tubes. Services could include vital signs monitoring, care coordination, nursing care and medication management. How can it help caregivers? Educate and train caregivers in caring for their loved ones. When does home nursing come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. This service is often utilized by those who are at the advanced stages of their condition. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you. https://supportgo.where.life.gov.sg/services/svc-hn/home-nursing-sp-header-nursing-home. What is it? Nursing homes are long-term residential care facilities that provide assistance to residents who need help in most of their activities of daily living and/or have daily nursing care needs. There are selected nursing homes with specific dementia and/or psychiatric facilities that cater to residents who need specialized care and support. How can it help persons living with dementia? Services include help with activities of daily living such as going to the toilet, showering, eating, etc. Nursing care such as management of nasogastric tube, urine catheter, wound dressing, etc. Physical and social activities such as maintenance exercises, outings, etc. For dementia, psychiatric facilities programs and activities for cognitive stimulation will be provided to slow down the progression of dementia. How can it help caregivers? Caregivers can tap on nursing homes for respite care should they need short-term care options for several days to a few weeks for their loved ones, e.g., when your foreign domestic worker goes on home leave. When does nursing home come into the picture of one's dementia caregiving journey? Post-diagnosis. List of service providers. You will need to get a referral from a hospital, polyclinic or GP who is familiar with your loved one's condition and needs. You may also contact the service provider for a discussion. Find service providers near you. Nursing home. Support go where. life.gov.sg. Additional resource. Directory listing of dementia support and services. This resource details a comprehensive list of the various programs and services in the community, divided by the four main regions in Singapore so you can easily find a service provider near you. Download. Retrieved on the 23rd of November 2023 from https://supportgoware.life.gov.sg/.introduction-to-community-care-services. Retrieved on the 23rd of November 2023 from https://www.aic.sg/care-services.